you are lucky that Zeb just came in, because I was going to give you a hard time. I was going to make you come up with a legal ruling that would allow us to start the hearing in the city of Los Angeles at our committee hearings. When we don't have a quorum, we can proceed. Everything is a communication from the chair, and then when we get other members, we can then kind of re-vote on things. I know that your answer was going to be no, but I was getting bored, and I was going to just give you a hard time. But anyway, I want to welcome everybody to today's authority meeting. It's August 5th. I guess we want to start off by calling the roll.
Director Molson.
Here.
Director O'Connor. Director Parks. Director Perry, Director Lee Thomas, Director Leahy,
here.
Director Lefsofsky, Chair Wesson,
here.
Quorum is present.
All righty. Then that would bring us to, I think, approval of the minutes.
Motion.
It's been moved and seconded. The minutes are approved. That brings us to our public comment section. And let's see. I have 1 minute for Will Scott. So, Will Scott, if you can come forward, and James Irwin, and after that, I think it's a Samari Davis. Please come forward. Mr. Scott, you're first.
Thank you, sir. My name is Will Scott. I'm an organizer with Sheet Metal Workers Local 105. We're located in Glendora. I'd first like to thank this board for moving forward with their vote last month to start negotiating a project labor agreement with the Expo Line Phase 2 project. It's going to help bring much-needed jobs to all the unemployed construction workers in this city. Our local has a membership of 5,000, and we're looking at 40% unemployment in our local union alone. I know the other construction unions are suffering from the same numbers. So I'd just like to urge this board to expedite negotiations with that project labor agreement. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Scott, for coming down. So it looks like this is union day. So we have Mr. Irwin. I'm going to assume you're the rep from the Painters Union.
Very good.
You're at the plate.
Well, thank
you. Tomorrow you're in the hole, on deck, rather.
Go on. My name is Jim Irwin, and I represent the Painters and Allied Trades. We represent four trades, painting, drywall, glass, and floor. Once again, I want to say we represent about 10,000 members. A lot of our members are already working on PLAs in different areas, so I'd like you to urge you to move this one along also, if we could. I appreciate being here to address you, and thank you for the help that you already have done. Thank you.
No, thank you for taking the time and come to visit with us. Okay, now Mr. Davis, representing IBW Local 11.
Good afternoon, Chair Wesson and Board Los Angeles. My name is Shamari Davis. I'm a business rep for IBEW. We represent about 8,000 members in Los Angeles County. We'd also like to come humbly before you, really thanking you for voting for the start of that negotiation for the project labor agreement on Expo 2. We'd like to urge yourself and staff, if they could, to be expeditious. We have about over 1,000 members out of work. Would love to get back to work and make Los Angeles County the beautiful county that it is. And we encourage staff and the board to do so and move expeditious with that project labor agreement. Thank you.
Thank you, and it's good to see you again.
Yes,
okay,
well.
Next we've got Jackie, I think it's Jackie Cornejo, Gerard Wright. Jackie, you'll be getting 1 minute. Gerard Wright is speaking on two items. He gets three. And Damian Goodman, it's three. Please come forward. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Jackie Cornejo with Lane. We want to thank you also for your leadership in moving forward with the construction careers policy for phase two of the Expo Line project. We work in collaboration with various community organizations, residents, and the L.A. and Orange County Building Trades Council. We have succeeded in L.A., beginning with the Community Redevelopment Agency's policy in 2008, in creating a win-win model that includes all trades and all communities. Project labor agreement with targeted hire will bring a skilled workforce to complete these projects on time, on budget, and then also create access to careers in the construction industry for local residents. We know that unemployment is very high in L.A. County. So we understand that there is no agenda item today regarding this policy, but we hope that it's moving forward. Thank you.
No, thank you, and you're welcome to visit us anytime. Brother Wright?
All right. Do I have 1 minute or 3 minutes? As far as you mentioned, I have three minutes because I have two. Okay. It's not
you don't have to use all of it.
Oh, I'm not going to use them.
You have three.
I'm not going to use all of them. I'm very brief and to the point. One item, at least with phase two of Expo, at least the potential of breaking it into potential segments, let's look at what the construction budget gives you, what the operations budget will give you, how, you know, what's the operating plan of it for phase two, and just want to see what type of plan we have as a backup just in case some things go terribly wrong or terribly correct, who knows. But what's the kind of a phasing plan for this line for phase two, if there is such a phasing plan? And that's all I want to bring up for this particular time.
Well,
thank you very much.
Hopefully we'll get lucky and something will go terribly right.
Okay. Yeah, that's I'm hoping for that too.
Okay.
Very much.
All right, Mr. Goodman. I think you're the last speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As a point of information, where's the Inspector General for this entity?
Rick? Please?
Not required to have one per state law.
So when there's an ethics complaint regarding a board member for this entity, to whom is it directed?
Mr. City Attorney?
He's not the City Attorney.
Wait, calm down. I work at the city all the time, so I do that. Damien, chill out.
Gotcha.
Mr. Expo Attorney.
My time is still running, by the way.
And I may let it run faster. Okay, come on.
I would direct it in the first instance to the Chief Executive Officer.
Okay, so that's where your complaint would go to Mr. Thorpe, would be the start point. And then, you know, Rick, it's a good question, so maybe you could tell me what the process would be after that. And Mr. Good.
Actually, Samantha just mentioned to me, we utilize Metro's ethics officer.
Okay,
Karen Gorman.
So the concerns.
So when we get into voting and conflicts and that sort of thing, she advises.
So concerns would be directed to her?
Yes.
Okay. And I'll let you make up for your time, but at this point, Mr. Leahy, does that sound accurate?
That's correct.
Okay. Mr. Goodman?
An ethics complaint was launched with Metro regarding then-board member Bernard Parks' illegal campaign contributions in excess of that of $10, which is allowed, of Metro. He was kicked off of Metro for that very reason, and yet he still sits on this board. I'm trying to understand if the Inspector General of Metro can kick him off Metro, why there is no Inspector General here that can kick him off the Expo Authority.
Well, Mr. Authority Attorney, in the city of Los Angeles, we don't allow, or we're empowered to not allow people
running.
I will give you back the time. Trust me.
Thank you.
We don't allow people to call out members by name. Any complaints have to be directed to the entire board. What is our policy where it relates to that?
I don't believe there is a formal policy with regard to that. However, the preferred procedure, as with any board, would be to direct the matter, the inquiry, the complaint to the board as a whole.
Okay. Yes. And we'll give you your time back.
Mike,
your mic still isn't on. It's right in front of you.
Unmute.
Oh, yeah. It's to your right.
Oh.
Let me just clarify one thing. I was appointed to the MTA board by Mayor Villaraigosa and committed to 4 years. And after the 4 years, I left the board because of the time commitment. And so at no time did the MTA board, and Mr. Yaroslavsky has been on there ever since I was there, made any action to, quote, kick me off the board. I think his premise starts off on the wrong foot in the first place. And I think it's just completely misrepresents the facts, or he just creates the facts as he'd like to see them. So I'd just like to clarify.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do in the future. Mr. City Attorney, I want you to look into if I, as chair, have the authority to direct public speakers to, if there's a concern, they direct it to the authority as a whole. I want to find out if I can do that. And giving back, going back to Mr. Goodman, if you have a concern, you can still, or a complaint, you can still lodge it with the MTA's inspector general or their ethics person. With that, I'll give you back whatever time we took away from you.
Which is about a minute.
Then you got an extra minute. Don't worry. Just finish your statement.
Supervisor Yaroslavsky, as well as I, both know that the inspector general of Metro has concluded its investigation and yet will not release those results. So, and the basis of their statement they won't release the results is that he's no longer a member of Metro. I believe that was Karen Gorman who walked in. I don't know. I can't remember her face. But maybe she can provide some clarity on this issue.
Well,
so if the Inspector General of Metro cannot release results for action by the Board of Metro because he's no longer a board member, if there were an Inspector General for Expo and the same complaint was launched, given that the same ethical standards apply at Expo as they apply at Metro, could they not then be released? That's my question. Nonetheless, to the point, the other point that I was coming to, well, but that's an important question, and I don't think you should consider that a personal attack, Mr. Chairman. I understand that the City of Los Angeles' policies, I think this crucially goes to the heart of whether you have a board member who has violated California law, violated laws as it relates to contractors, and taking campaigns for a failed supervisorial campaign, MTA contractors taking money in excess of what the law allows. So that's what I'm inquiring with regard. Now, over the week, there was some communication from this board member who should probably not be on this entity regarding tracks that are supposed to be put down at Farmdale this weekend. We went by the tracks, we went by a Farmdale intersection, we didn't see any tracks, just like we went by the mayor's office and didn't see his name, just like we went by the supervisor's office and didn't see his name. I guess he was supposed to be on those. He was supposed to be in those positions as well, but failed to. Nonetheless, I commend you for being able to convince Metro to dedicate $19 million to Farmdale improvements. The question is whether those improvements will be directed toward a solution that will end litigation. I'd have you seriously reconsider the grade separate alternatives. You've got more than enough money now, and the community will be rallying to that effect. But I think this Inspector General question, given that there is none here, needs answering. This agency is hundreds of million dollars over budget, and you have a crooked board member.
No, come on. Listen, one thing we will do, we'll have a protocol, okay, and that kind of language I will not tolerate. It is unnecessary.
Okay. Complaints, unlawful.
Complaints that you have at this point, it's been explained that they are to be directed to the MTA Ethics Compliance Officer or Inspector General, whatever that title is. And the concerns that you have where it relates to them not releasing the data should be directed to her directly. Thank you.
Well, they say when he released the data because he's not a board member there anymore, but he's still a board member here.
But direct your complaint to her. We don't deal with the MTA-related concerns. That's something separate that would go to its board of directors, and I would imagine Mr. Leahy. So with that said, thank you for coming. We have just been joined by Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas. Under normal circumstances, we would go to, General Board. We can do consent. So if you could read the consent or item 5.
Monthly contract actions.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded, so that without objection we will approve the consent calendar. Now I want to go out of order, and instead of doing item 6, we will go to item 10, which is the closed session item. Is there, don't you have to make a magical announcement?
Yes, I do, Mr. Chair. Item 10A is closed session conference with legal counsel regarding existing litigation under Government Code 54956.9, subdivision A, for the matters listed in the agenda. Item 10B is a conference with legal counsel regarding anticipated litigation under Government Code Sections 54956.9, subdivisions B and C, one matter. And item 10C is a conference with legal counsel regarding existing litigation under Government Code 54956.9A for the matter listed in the agenda. We do not anticipate reportable action.
Okay. And one staff member per director. With that said, let's go to closed session.